escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out, but we are live and doing a show for you right now. I've got a code word for you. Four tickets for the fourth. Right now, take best. And text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see four concerts. Text the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is BEST, B-E-S-T. And as I mentioned, Sarah's out, but Bob's in and killing it, so trash me.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. Since we know the 4th of July is coming up this Friday, I hope everybody gets the day off and enjoys it. If you're not planning on going to see Jurassic World this weekend, maybe you're interested in watching a throwback movie. Here are a list of, I got the top 9 and I'm going to add one of my own, 4th of July movies to watch.
All right.
In 9th place, we've got Captain America, the First Avenger.
Huh. I wouldn't think of that as a 4th of July movie, but it's a great one.
I don't know if these are more so like American good vibes
America
movies.
Bleep, yeah.
So the next one's National Treasure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny. I love National Treasure.
Never seen it.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you'd like it.
Oh, really? It's going on the Bob's movie list.
Yeah, you'd like it.
Okay.
Live Free or Die Hard. I think that's the sequel to Die Hard.
One of. Yeah, there's a few of them.
I don't know if it's a third one or the might be the fourth one. I don't know, but it's a great one though. But it's like he starts off as a cop who is you know in this terrorist situation in the first one. By this movie, he's a superhero. Like jumping out of helicopters and
Tom Cruise and whatnot.
He is Tom Cruising it up, Bruce Willis at his best.
That's funny. So Die Hard is a Christmas movie and Live Free or Die Hard is a 4th of July movie.
All right.
I like it.
An American Tale from 1986. I'm not familiar with this.
I'm not either. I'll look it up. I have never heard of it.
1993 classic. I'm sure Maddie loves this one. The Sandlot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sandlot is one of the funniest movies ever.
American Tale is a cartoon.
Oh, it's with a mouse.
It is with a mouse.
Oh, that's a good one for kids if you're not going to go see Elio again for the third
time. I'm on it. Good job, Bob.
Rocky, we talked about this yesterday. That is very much America.
Mm-hmm.
Philly looks great in that movie too. The American President from 1995. Do you guys know that one?
No.
Me either.
Is that the American President? Is that with, is it Michael Douglas maybe?
No, you know who I think I'm, now I'm thinking it might have been called Dave.
Speaking of
Kevin Kline, is that the guy's name? President.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, in second place, we have the original
Trump
Top
came
Gun.
Up. An American president. I got Donald Trump.
I mean, that, Michael, that does make sense.
It's Michael Douglas and Annette Bening.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good movie. Michael J. Fox is great in it.
Oh, I love Michael J. Fox. Top Gun came in second. That's a classic. And in first place, I'm shocked, Jaws.
No, not be shocked at all. That is a 4th of July, great summer movie. Kick off the summer with Jaws.
But if you're going to weed into the horror scary movie category, why the heck is Independence Day not on this list?
Good point.
That is, first of all.
Wait, is that your addition?
That's my addition. Okay. Bob's number one choice, Independence Day, starring Will Smith. One of the best movie speeches of all time made by the American president in that movie. What's his name? Something Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Good yes. job. Oh, such a great movie. And speaking of Will Smith.
Yeah, you teased us with Will Smith and Maddie and I both went, that was pretty good.
Speaking of Will Smith, you guys might remember a few years ago, he was at the Oscars and he went up on stage before he was invited.
No, did that happen? What?
Yeah. And
Tell us about that.
Did he poke or tickle? Oh, no. He slapped Chris Rock across the face. Yep. Insanely hard.
Get your my wife's name out of your mouth.
That's a pretty good Will Smith impression. Yeah, we can workshop that afterwards.
I'll do some Fresh Prince for you later.
Oh, heck yeah. We might be talking about Fresh Prince in a little while.
Parents just don't understand.
It's hard to be a extroverted teen with so much talent. You're bursting at the seams. So relatable. Okay, but anyway, Will Smith, I feel like he has slowly but surely been trying to reintegrate himself back into
Absolutely.
Culture. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he took a lot of accountability for what happened, although
Did he?
And people weren't really buying. Well, he went on his on Jada Smith's Red Table Talk, and I think they talked about it as a family, and they said that he admitted that he overreacted. He was going through some stuff, so on and so forth. I'm not excusing it by any means. It was absolutely insane. And then also to like hit him and then not immediately step out of it to like then go back to his seat and keep yelling. It was just a crazy moment. So you'd think he'd be trying to rehab his image.
Yes.
And then he goes on this, I think it's Apple Music produced show with what's this guy's name? Charlie Sloth. It's a freestyle show called Fire in the Booth.
Like a podcast or like a TV show?
It's like an internet show.
Okay.
On YouTube, on Apple Music.
But cameras.
Cameras. So it's a video clip. We can throw it, Maddie, if you can throw it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for us, that'd be cool. He goes on this show where you freestyle, and this is his contribution.
Type of man to move in malicious ways, and I am too grown to play childish games. But if you're talking crazy out your face up on the stage and disrespect me on the stage, expect me on the stage. Jokers dish it out, cry foul when it's time to take it. City full of real ones, wasn't raised to fake it. Jill to Meek Mill to the roots, it's all greatness. Global status from my Philly foundation.
Oh,
I'm gonna stop it there, but because you heard the part that I'm referring to,
yeah.
Doubling down now, what is it like 5 years later? When was that? Like 20?
It's been a bit.
It's been years. Doubling down on that crazy mistake that you made. Are you freaking kidding me, Will Smith? And the guy, Charlie Sloth, is like hyping him up, which is his job. I think in his profile, it literally says he's a hype man. So he's hyping him up when he says it. But it's like, man, if you had made any progress, which I don't think he had made a ton. He just took 10 steps backwards, at least in my book.
Yeah, well, and I've been in 2022, so it's been at least, over 3 years. So, yeah.
It's one of those things where people apologize because they got caught.
Yeah.
Or because they know they have to, but not because they really feel like they violated. Like, he went on stage. Anyone who's ever been on a stage, you're already nervous and you have a job to do and you're trying to execute it. Like, and as a person in the audience watching that, I went, oh, this is a bit. Because
we all thought it was
it would have to be a bit. No one would walk on stage and do that. No one.
unless you are Will Smith. And he goes on in this freestyle rap, like this part I just played, he's talking about how he's from Philly, and that's pretty cool. But then he talks about how, you know, he's a trailblazer, a landscaper, and he has the right to be arrogant because of all that he's done.
That I'll get. He has done a lot. Yeah. And I'll give him that. But he's also burnt himself in a way that I don't know that there's ever going to be a true recovery. Like at the Oscars, he was absolutely welcome, absolutely expected to win for that movie he did.
Yeah.
And then completely stepped out of what is normal expected behavior awards. Like that is just not okay.
He made it about him.
He made the whole thing about him.
Yeah. So, and it's still about him. And I guess it sounds like he kind of stands by what he did. So any apologies he made are washed out in my book, because 3 years later, this is how to his own point, he has such a long career and beautiful life to be rapping about. And that's like one of the first things he chooses to say. It's just like, I'm disappointed. I was a big Will Smith fan.
I wouldn't say that I was, but one of the things I will say from my own experience is that sometimes, and this happens to someone when, let's say, they try to quit drinking and they quit for a couple weeks and they don't get their life back as they expected they would. And they're saying to themselves, well, I don't have the patience to get my wife and my job and all the things I've ruined back. So they go back to drinking because why bother? Well, that's the thing is, you know, here he is. He's probably apologized, probably expects everything to go back to normal. And since it hasn't, it's possible his patience is wearing thin. And maybe he even feels like, I should just ride the other side of this. I'm the villain now. I might as well be that.
Yeah, no, that's a decision. That's a choice. Mm-hmm. And some people do that. There's a few, like I can think of some like more like TikTok influencers who have been canceled over the years for their crazy takes or their weird behavior. And they just kind of lean into it and they continue to have a following. Maybe it's not like a wide general following, but they get their niche and then they don't have to hide who they are. And that's a pretty good strategy. So I guess that's where Will Smith's going. But I don't think that's going to get you top billing in like 4th of July opening movies in the future.
I agree.
So
good story, Bob.
Speaking of, on the other side of taking accountability or transparency, we've been talking over, you know, the past couple months about the Kardashians and how it seems like they've been opening up more about their plastic surgery. Kris Jenner, the mom, she called out that she had a facelift and she even recommended the doctor. And then a few weeks after that, Kylie had commented and gave her boob recipe.
Her boob order.
Yes.
I saw it written as, and I was like, what are we doing here? This
I'd
is
like
your
to order
plastic
this, please.
Surgery order.
Two for one deal, please.
Okay.
So now Khloe is joining the crew here. And so this just really makes me think like this was a decision they made as a family to deliberately be more transparent about these things amongst, you know,
everything
endless
they
criticism.
Do is planned out.
And calculated.
Everything is
strategic.
Calculated. It's strategic. And I'm sure, you're right. This is all part of some grand plan.
Yeah. So a doctor on an Instagram reel was speculating about things that she's had done. Khloe, this is Khloe we're talking about. I'm not going to do Khloe's impression because I don't think Sarah does a very good job at it. Just saying. I don't think Khloe sounds like that. But I take this. Love you, Sarah. Miss you.
You don't think Khloe sounds like this.
I take this as a great compliment. First off, I think these photos are about 15 years apart. But here's a list of things that I've had done. I've been very open in the past about what I've done. So here we go. Nose job, tags the doctor. Laser hair for the hairline and everywhere else. Hee hee face. Tags the aesthetics.
Laser hair like removal.
It sounds like it.
Okay.
I guess I never really thought about you could get laser hair removal to make your hairline the shape that you want.
Sure.
That makes
and
perfect
sense.
And
get rid of that, you know, the fuzz on the sides, whatever.
Yeah, and the little baby hairs that are always sticking out of my ponytails. Botox and Sculptra, where her face tumor was removed in her cheek. Soft wave laser for skin tightening. Filler in the past, but not any over the last few years. I hear it never goes away, so I'm sure it's still there, but calm down. Prayer emoji. And lost over 80 pounds over the years. Slow and steady. She doesn't call out Ozempic because her weight loss was before that was a big thing. So very possible she didn't use something like that. And even if she did, more power to her. And then collagen baby threads underneath her chin and neck. And the crown jewel, salmon sperm facials.
Yes.
Peptides, vitamins, and daily skincare, probably from Kylie Skin.
And this is Chloe's.
This is Chloe's plastic surgery regimen. Although not a lot of that was plastic surgery and the nose job, but a lot of that is, you know, fillers and Botox and stuff, which I guess all falls under the same category. But I am here for this transparency. I think do whatever you want to do. I think wait until your brain is matured before you make those decisions. But I'm here for this.
You know,
I have no issue with this.
You weren't at our Drag Me to Brunch. And thanks again to everyone who came if you didn't hear us thanking you yesterday, because that event was so fun and so great. And really, I left there like just absolutely full of myself. Complete. Like, it's so heady.
I
had to like sort of go, okay, come down. It was too much love. Like, I don't, you know, you kind of just, anyway. Mason, our midday girl here on Alice, is also a superstar on Instagram and TikTok. And she's someone who, she's pretty honest and pretty frank about the things she's done. She had just come from getting Botox into her forehead. And she was saying, I got it done above my eyes to relax my eyebrow. Like, it was a whole thing. But it was, I barely know her. I'd only met her a couple times and she was laying it out. I think that's kind of cool that you can be upfront about it for sure. I don't know that anyone wants to know, or maybe they do. Do they?
Well, I mean, people who are getting served this video, I assume, want to know, because it was a doctor, like a plastic surgeon or whatever, speculating on what she's had done. And certainly there's a lot of videos about what people do.
Well, her face has obviously been changed since. I mean,
yes.
You can just tell that she's had her face changed. So why not own up to it?
Yeah.
Maybe Chloe has changed. Well, probably the youngest one, Kylie, has changed the most. But Chloe would be next on the list of the biggest transformation, right?
I don't know. Kim literally has a fake butt. So that I think she's slowly been getting removed over the years.
You think so?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
You don't remember that picture with the champagne glass?
Yeah, I do remember that picture.
That's not real.
You don't think she was wearing like pads?
She's naked.
Oh. Okay.
In the picture.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I honestly don't. Like, I understand how you could, and I wouldn't even do it, but I understand how breast implants, because of where they are possible. The idea that you could put something,
the BBL,
for
the
lack
BBL
of a
craze,
better way to word it, in your butt cheeks, it seems like that's where you sit. That's where you walk. That's how you run. If there's something for a foreign object there, it doesn't seem like it would, it seems like it would bug and it wouldn't be worth the benefit of the look for me.
Yeah. For me, it freaks me out when I hear about people's implants being rejected by their body.
Yeah.
And it causing you sick, like chronic illness.
And those butts are known for that.
Right. Right. So for me, that's really where I wouldn't go down that line. Botox seems a lot more accessible. I'm 30. A lot of my friends have started to get Botox, you know, once a year, every 6 months. And every time it comes up, I'm like, I don't think you need to be doing that. We're too young for that. And also, I have heard, I don't know how true this is, that when you get Botox, the point is to, most of the time in your face, is to make it so you don't get wrinkles. And so it stops your face from moving. So that means when you express things, your face doesn't move as much, which means that you're not engaging with people on the same level that you are if you're having your natural expressions. And I've heard, again, I'm not a doctor, but that actually has an impact on your empathy and your ability to engage and have
to
a human connection, because you're not feeling those feelings.
Which is exactly why an actress or actor shouldn't do it either. Because you're sometimes, you're emoting through your facial expressions. And when they numb that, you're missing that part of the performance.
Exactly.
I would think.
Well, I've had Botox. I've had my
forehead.
Yeah, I've had my forehead done. I would do it again if it was in the budget. But, you know, because I...
When's the last time you did it?
Oh, it's been over a year and a half.
So there's none left in there?
None left in there.
That's your natural forehead.
That's my natural, all wrinkly forehead.
It looks great.
And I think that's why I'm such an empty shell of a human being. Maybe that's the whole.
Yeah, that's why you like to watch bike crashes.
I don't like to watch them and yell
at people about their grocery carts.
Well, that's
void of human emotion.
Oh, I did it this weekend.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did my normal thing. I grabbed the cart and looked at the person and said, "Hey, there's a, you know, you can put them right there and put it that way."
But how did? What was your tone? Because I don't have a really big an issue with the with you confronting people, but it's about when you bring that sassy tone.
Is that a sassy tone?
Well, how did you say it?
I said it like this. Hey, you know, they have place to put the carts right there.
And was it
you know
a
what?
Girl?
I don't believe you.
It was a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you're not going to bully somebody like that when they're 10 times your size and they've decided to push their cart into the lot. I have a feeling you'll just grab that and put that aside yourself. I think you're asking for trouble when you go around in parking lots policing people's behavior. Honestly, you do that to the wrong guy, he's going to say, "Oh yeah? Why don't you come on over here? Let me show you what's what." Don't you think?
Well, I got fisticuffs.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Right. You're right. And I don't do it often and well, you know. Now I'm rethinking my whole life. My life decisions.
That's what the show's for.
Okay.
Should I do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't going to talk about this, but it is kind of interesting. The Diddy trial continues and there is some juror drama. The jury in Sean Diddy Combs' case in New York shared concerns about an individual juror with the judge not long after they started deliberating on Monday. So I guess they're already deliberating.
Yeah.
And the first day of deliberations ultimately ended without a verdict. After more than 2 hours of legal instructions from the federal judge, the jury of 8 men and 4 women went behind closed doors to deliberate. A couple hours later, or 10 minutes later, they came back and said that they had elected a 4-person. And then a couple of hours after that, they got the notes. The jury sent a note that said to the judge that they had concerns regarding one of the jurors' ability to follow instructions. The jury asked the judge to question the juror. The judge discussed the response with the prosecution and defense and decided to remind the juror of their obligation to follow the law and resume their deliberation. So ultimately, it was just like a little, hey, reminder. But this kind of thing takes down cases.
Appeals. This is all stuff that the Diddy people were saying, if he's found guilty, we've got this, and this, and we'll go appeal it and take it to a judge and he'll get off.
And I didn't watch the whole thing. I only heard what you guys heard as Sarah was telling us through the weeks about the court updates. But it seems like his defense already feels like they're done. They barely put up any kind of fight. So they feel like they've already won the case. And then with this kind of stuff, it just gives them even more confidence that he's going to get, at the very least, a mistrial.
That's really a shame. I mean, especially with something like this, where they didn't have to charge him until they had all their facts straight. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer, but this will really be a shame if he's not found guilty.
They
don't get him for something. Yeah. What's coming up, Vin?
Okay. Sorry. I was trying to follow you there and
I appreciate the support.
Is your home a total mess? You're not alone after these.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3,
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This morning show, good vibes and variety, as Sarah is out this week and we are still broadcasting live. So we're here, we're doing the show live, and hopefully you're enjoying it. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Keeping plant and food scraps out of landfill is one of the best ways to help the climate and your community. At a waste separation station, do your part and put things in the right place.
All right. I will. Thanks.
Morning clouds. Most places are already sunny, but we're overcast here in the city. But there'll be sun later. Lows in the 80s. And we are at the halfway point of the year. And in my opinion, the best half is ahead of us.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
Mm-hmm. You still like Christmas? You really like Christmas as a grown-up?
I like it. It's not been as fun the last couple years.
Because you and the missus?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that.
But I love it, and I love spending time with family, and I do look forward to it all year.
Every now and then, someone will write in when I'm sort of frothing over Christmas, and they'll be like, humbug, dude, calm down. And I was that way. I used to see, as a young man, single guy, bachelor dude, I felt like it was sort of, oh, now we got to go through all of this. Like, this is for kids. And I was right. It is for kids, but it's also for parents with kids. I'm completely into it now and totally look forward to it. But I do get the people who are like, man, I'm just a grown-up person trying to get through. And the holidays just make it like, now we got to do this again.
I can't freaking wait for Christmas to be fun again. I'm not a Grinch by any means, but I'm definitely in those years where it's just like, okay, you got to buy the expensive flight. You're splitting your time between Susan's family and my family, and there's no kids around. And I'm just like,
that's exactly what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden I had kids and it was all of it's back. All the joy, all
wait.
Of that. And I'm listening to the music like I never did because I didn't really care for it as a kid. I was all about the presents and the stuffs. And now I'm just more into it than maybe ever. So anyway, halfway point of the year today as it's July 1st. And a couple of my stories are about that. One of which is from the Merck News, where fireworks are legal in California and what kinds you can buy.
Huh.
I'm not going to get into all of this, but in the Bay Area, these communities allow the sale and safe use of fireworks. Newark, Union City, Pacifica, which is, I drive through Pacifica on my way home most days, and they've got the booths up right now.
Oh, wow.
So they're selling the fireworks there. San Bruno, Gilroy, Dixon, Rio Vista. Cloverdale and Susan City. I don't know. I know Santa Cruz has banned them. There's big signs as you pull into town. They do not want you lighting off fireworks. With the fire hazard that we have in California in general, I've talked about humbug. I've sort of soured to fireworks. But those are the places where you can go buy them and light them off legally. And you can find this article in the Merck News, and I'm sure elsewhere they'll have places, legal fireworks you can buy and light them off in those communities that I just mentioned.
I don't know if this happens where you live, but it seems the fireworks start in Oakland like today, and then they keep going all through July.
Like, they started in the city like 3 weeks ago, every single day. During the day, there's fireworks. Last night, I was curled up in bed, got all Susan tucked me in. I looked towards my window. Fireworks. Beautiful show. Little lullaby.
Yep. Oh, and, you know, and you've got Fred now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to be like with fireworks. He's pretty mellow. He doesn't get excited. Like, he won't bark at anybody. Like, somebody walks in my house and he's just like, oh, hey, what's up? But it is, when you have pets, it is definitely like you just.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And they get really shaky and scared, and it's not fun.
And my mom, who is a pet lover, which, you know, that's great. I feel like most of us are. She has bought everything that's sold to comfort a pet during, like, the thunder vest.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, it makes them a little.
It's supposed
like
to.
Like they're being hugged. Yeah. I don't think, unless you can make them not hear, that's basically the only thing you do.
It's worth a try, I guess. But in general, the 4th of July fireworks are a bummer if you're a pet owner. The average 4th of July cookout, which is to come, it's end of the week, right? Friday?
Yep.
Okay, so Friday is the 4th of July, and we will be off that day. So we're here live through Thursday. The average 4th of July cookout is 30 cents less than last year.
Huh.
Big difference. But I do think that it's one of the cheaper celebrations you'll throw, as hot dogs and hamburgers are perfectly acceptable, and that's not exactly breaking the bank.
What will you guys do for the 4th?
The same. We have an in-town parade where I live in Scotts Valley, which has just become, it's yearly, and we love it.
It's fun.
And so we go down there and we hang, and the cars go through, and they're smart. They know to throw candy from each they're not floats, they're cars. As the cars drive through, they throw candy out to the kids, and so the kids are into it.
Yeah.
Like frothing there on the sidewalk, waiting for the next one to come and throw candy at them.
I'm glad to hear that they do that, but there are places where they don't do that anymore because people throw it, it gets on the road, kids run out in front of the stuff. I've thrown stuff out. I just did last year for a parade, and I had to make sure I really hucked them good.
To get them away from the wheels.
Way out from the road.
Where did you do that?
I was honored in my hometown.
Oh, this is in West Virginia.
Yeah.
In Keyes?
Kaiser. Yeah, they had a parade, and I was one of the grand marshals, and I'm a big deal back home, Vin.
All right.
Hey, local celebrity.
I'm not surprised.
But no, it's fun. I throwing candy's the fun part about being in a parade.
If someone showed up at your house right now, would the first words out of your mouth be, I am so sorry it's such a mess?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
No.
A new poll by Swiffer found 45% of Gen Zers and millennials would be embarrassed if someone saw their current the current state of their home. And they do say here that most people don't clean unless someone's coming over. And I totally get that. I clean as I go and I'm super organized because I need that for me. In order to sleep at night, in order to function, I just have to have things where they're supposed to be. But I get if you're a busy person, and my wife is so freaking busy, it's beyond belief. And just last night, she has the bed's not made, the sheets are clean, but laying on top of the bed, and there's two loads of clean laundry on the bed, and she's been sleeping with our youngest daughter because she does not have time to get those things done. That's how busy she is. She gets finished with work. Last night, she had something for the kids to go do and was out till 10 o'clock.
No, I have nothing going on, and I also have very few things in my life I can control. I can control how neat my place is.
Right.
So I try to keep it clean. But I have a dog, so of course I'm vacuuming dog hair daily.
The average person said it would take about 2 hours to clean their entire place, and they usually procrastinate for almost 3 hours before they even begin.
Yep.
So anyway, I guess I did this story because I figure if your house is a total mess, you are not alone, and that is the moral of that story.
I mentioned earlier that a friend of mine, like an old friend, was in town for work, and so he came over and saw our apartment last night before we went to dinner, and it was perfect because we hadn't finished unpacking from vacation, so it was exactly the like kind of kick in the booty that we needed to get everything, you know, packed
done.
In the laundry, get the suitcases away. So that it looked cute. That is a hack I figured out shortly after I graduated college, is that if you invite people over, your apartment, the more
you'll
times
get
you'll
on
be,
it.
Yeah, your apartment will be clean. It's the
is
freaking
this,
best.
Is this dude someone that you went to school with that came into town, or?
I actually knew him from my old job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at Cadillac.
What'd you do at Cadillac?
I was in marketing. I was the marketing, assistant marketing manager on Escalade.
What?
I know you guys didn't know that.
Oh, I read your resume.
you worked at Cadillac.
Yeah, yeah.
And so did you do their social media?
A little of everything. I was like, if you think about Escalade, this is how I would describe it. If you think about Escalade as Ariana Grande, I was Ariana Grande's manager. So it was I touched everything. We did social media, commercials.
So
events.
My family is from New York. I'm the first born in California for my family. Everybody is Italian and Irish and lives in New York. They're spread out all over Long Island and in the city. My grandpa is an Italian guy, was an Italian guy, and a Cadillac to him was the way you told people you made it.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had a Caddy. And I would remember getting in these things and they were gigantic.
Yeah.
And he would roll through town like the king of the place.
Yeah.
In his, like one of them was this light, it's the blue is called Pelham Blue. But I remember being in this thing, especially when it was winter, and he was still the king of town in his Caddy. And they just don't carry that anymore. No. How are you promoting something that doesn't have the same juice, I wonder.
That story that you just told, I have heard that exact story like, you know,
a million times. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't work there anymore. I wish them the best of luck.
They are going to need it. I still see a Cadillac and think, oh, Cadillacs. But I don't think I want one.
Well, and I still use the expression, this is the Cadillac
right,
of blah,
the
blah,
Cadillac
blah.
Of.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I still say it, even though, you know, it's probably something better now.
A 43-year-old Florida man.
Of course.
Makes the news. Michael O'Neill showed up at a hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a stab wound last month and needed emergency surgery. Cops haven't released a ton of details because he found himself in deep trouble.
What'd he do?
We don't know who stabbed him or why, but they think drugs may have been involved because once he was in surgery, they found his drug stash inside him.
Oh, not in the stab wound.
No, not in the stab wound.
Okay, I can imagine.
He'd sat on his items.
Oh.
The nurse found a ball of tin foil with white rocks in it, along with a crack pipe and a lighter.
That's a fanny pack.
He'd keistered it all. They took Michael to jail once he recovered from his stab wound, and he's facing drug possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. And they say this is not his first. It's not his first rodeo, as they say. So
I miss it. Who is this? Somebody or is this just a guy?
Just a man in Florida.
Oh, Florida man.
Florida man. Exactly right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. People loved that story about the 4th of July movies, but they're asking Born on 4th of July not on there?
I know. It wasn't a very good list.
It's not a real feel-good movie.
Born on 4th of July. Yeah, no, that's
it's
true.
It's kind of a bummer.
But neither is Jaws.
It's total feel-good movie.
The Postman with Kevin Costner is a good patriotic movie. Armageddon with Bruce Willis. Hello. American Tail will absolutely make Vinny cry. Okay, I really don't like that I've become this guy now. Vinny, watch American Tail with the kids. You will cry. Great. What? Another one, 510. Vinny, do not watch American Tail. You don't have enough tears left. All right.
Wow.
Oh, he's drinking water. He's hydrating.
I don't know why kids somehow unlocked this in me. I never had trouble with this before.
Well, we learned. What was the phrase that he used earlier that he thinks of himself as?
A mystical creature of terror.
That was it.
That wasn't it.
He is a mystical creature of terror.
707 says, oh, Bob, you're so cute. I'm 47, have been doing Botox for over 10 years. You can totally empathize with people when you have Botox. Others are saying, you got to do this early to help keep wrinkles from forming.
Yeah.
That's why your friends are doing it so young.
Yeah, preventative Botox. And I wasn't saying that you can't have empathy. I just heard that it might have an impact on your ability.
I'm with you, though. It's very strange that actors and actresses are putting this in their face when their face is often how they're getting certain emotions across. One of the guys who's in this new movie, and we just watched the trailer, Project Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling. There's a scene, I want to say the movie was called Driver?
Drive? Hmm.
Drive, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where he's not talking at all for a full minute, and it's just his face and him moving around his apartment, and he's great. He's not overacting. He's not... Like, that's something that you need to be able to get from an actor without
micro expressions.
Yes. And so I imagine if he's up to that, it's going to diminish his ability to do that kind of a job. I remember that standing out like, oh my God, he hasn't said anything and I'm still watching.
Yeah, I think he only has a couple lines in that whole film.
Maddie.
What?
Says 510. Alameda has a 4th of July parade. You should do an Alice float.
Maybe I'll just do a dance and work my way into the parade. Get to throw candy. I got nothing else to do. Sure. See you there.
What's coming up in the trash, Bob?
What's coming up in the trash is rewatching your favorite 90s shows with 2025 goggles is not so great. And Taylor Swift made another huge purchase.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.